In 1904, on June the 16th, writer James Joyce took one of the long walks of history. He invited a maid from Finn's Hotel, Nora Barnacle, out for a walk, and later he'd say it was that walk that made a man of him. Whatever happened on that day in Dublin, we know that years later, in 1922, James Joyce's great masterwork, Ulysses, appeared. The book's action takes place in a single day and night, centering around one Leopold Bloom, who meanders across Dublin. The structure of the novel follows Homer's epic, The Odyssey. Today, June 16th is celebrated the world over as Bloom's Day, and readings of the work, both marathon sessions and short snippets, take place worldwide. The very first time Joyce read Ulysses for posterity was to his own publisher, Sylvia Beach, who'd arranged for him to come to a recording studio in a Paris suburb. Joyce chose to read a scene set in a newspaper office where one character is mocking a politician's long-winded tendencies.
Ladies and gentlemen, great was my admiration.
Just let your ears get a bit accustomed.
It seemed to me that I had been transported into a country far away from this country.
Publisher Beach would later write that Joyce chose that section to record because he knew that Ulysses' sensual themes would offend. And indeed, the book was banned for a decade in America, but never in Ireland, though it wasn't widely available. It wasn't published in Britain until 1936, and copyright disputes still plague much of Joyce's estate. But since 2012, Bloom's Day celebrations occur unhindered. And in New York, actress Fionnuala Flanagan will once again read today as Molly Bloom for 2.5 hours at Symphony Space. Here's a bit of her soliloquy.
Got as dull as the devil after they went. I was almost planning to run away mad out of it somewhere. Oh, we're never easy where we are. Father or aunt or marriage. Waiting always. Waiting to guide him to me. Waiting, nor speed his flying feet.
Wherever you celebrate it, happy Bloom's Day. Coming up, before Matthew Morrison landed the role of Mr. Schuster on the hit TV show Glee, he was dancing and singing, garnering Tony nods for his work on the Broadway stage. But the past few years, he's been working mostly in film and television, and he found himself missing the theater.
It's made me definitely realize that my heart is on the stage.
Matthew Morrison sings from his new album of Broadway standards. That's in the next part of Weekends on All Things Considered from NPR News.